Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And our social network, so I love to hear from you. But I know some of you may or may not want to do that. But if you do, I am on Facebook, Smooth Drama. You want to go to the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J will add you. Twitter, Instagram, I am Smooth Drama. Hit me up. I love to hear from you. Add me, I'll add you back. Or just Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find me. Add me, I'll talk to you. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. I don't know. Depends on whether or not you're trying to scam me. Because I swear, I think I lead the whole country in those people who hit you up for the webcam shit. Like, hey, come look at my web. I'm like, look, no, I'm not going to look at your webcam. It's not going to happen. And then you want to charge me money to look at your vagina when I can go and look at a vagina for free on the internet all day. And it's annoying. I'm just going to say it, but I digress. Email me your questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I would love to hear from you there also, because I'm that kind of guy. Not the LL Cool J, I'm that kind of guy, but I'm that kind of, I talk to you. I want to hear what you got to say. I enjoy it. I really do. Welcome to the Don't Drop the Soap show. If you drop the soap, especially nowadays, you're going to get it. And I mean, they breaking out the 15-inch dildos. I know some of y'all is down with that, but I ain't trying to drop the soap. That sounds kind of painful. What does that have to do? I guess that had nothing to do with anything, but I just said it anyway. Probably because R. Kelly, you know, R. Kelly came out with the I Admit It song. It's like 19 minutes of him admitting to damn near everything that he's ever done wrong. And it's like, why y'all tripping? Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I made a bad decision. Yes, I married a 14-year-old and made her make an album justifying our love. But that's besides the point. I mean, yes, I peed in some girls' faces. One of them got on video. I'm sorry. I mean, he's apologizing. I mean, he's like singing. But why are they tripping on me? It's like they want to get me like Bill Cosby. I'm like, yo, you can't. So you, it's like guilty folks, that guilty synergy. Like, yeah, Bill did it, but they trying to get me because I'm guilty too. Like, yeah. That's kind of why people, you know, because I saw something on the internet, you know, where they were talking about, should you feel bad about listening to R. Kelly? And so, if you've listened to my song, well, not my song, because I don't have a song. That would be horrible if I did. But if you listen to my show, which is like a lifelong song, so it's been a decade-long song, you would know that I have a thing for Woody Allen. And it's about that time I talk about him. You know, Woody Allen is the dude that adopted a kid and then married the kid. So it was like there was some point in between changing diapers and giving, you know, advice on homework and the love life, where he just started hating on anybody she's trying to date, and he grooms his own daughter to marry her. That's some sick shit. So if there's a Woody Allen movie that's on, I switch the channel. Because all I can think of is he married his daughter. He changed the diapers, and now he's hitting it. That's just, there's something inherently, it's like some stomach curling. But hey, the comparison is R. Kelly. I'm like, you know, when he peed in old girl's face in the video, I'm like, you have to be a special kind of somebody to do that. I mean, and he's a famous cat. Y'all love the songs. I want to step in the name of, yeah. But he's peeing in your daughter's face. Now the other stuff, you know, they talking about, oh, he's grooming and he's got girlfriends, whatnot. I mean, those are grown folks. You know, I've stated it before, and I will always say this if you haven't heard it. Anybody who has a problem with it, if you're a real man, you don't do press conferences.
Talking about, R. Kelly has my daughter. R. Kelly has my daughter. And you won't let her go. And it's like that. Come on.
That's some soft ass, I mean, cotton candy, melted marshmallow type. Look, if you got a problem with him and got your daughter, go see him. I mean, one, she's grown. And, you know, grown people do some stuff that maybe you don't understand, don't want to understand. It's not for you. It's for her. You got a problem? Step to him. Hey, let my daughter go. She might be mad at you, but it don't matter. You step to him. And he don't want no problem, and he'll kick her out, because your daddy crazy, and I can't have that. I can guarantee you that. Point being, this R. Kelly thing, because I'm going around in the circle, but it's cyclical for a reason, because it's like, why I can't listen to R. Kelly like I can't listen to Woody Allen. Or watch any of his movies is because I just think of that perversion. I mean, because they're ongoing perversions. He don't care. He's like, yeah, I admit it. I did it. And y'all gonna forgive him and make him double, triple platinum. Why? I do not know. Yeah, he can sing. But I'm sorry. If he peed in any of y'all daughter's faces, would y'all find that amusing? Like, yeah, I'm gonna play these songs, you jamming in the house to that. What's the word for somebody who pees in people's faces?
In minor faces.
I mean, it's not like a pedophile. Is it a pee-file? We just make some shit up here. Pervert. Yes, pervert. Yes, you're a pervert. Period. All right. Wrapping away in the file of things, another thing to have cops called for. Listening to yoga music in your car as a black man is another thing that can have the police called on you. Yeah. See, we're talking about the white people who call the police because they're trying to get you killed. It's documented by now, right? We know that white people are calling the police because it's the new way to get you killed. And not saying I'm racist, but it's like there was something that he did. So. You know, Ezekiel Phillips, he dropped off a friend in Long Beach and decided to rest before going to his yoga class. Get his mind right. He popped in the Bikram yoga CD into his car stereo. Now, I wouldn't call the police on him, but I would call his judgment into, like, man, you can't play Bikram yoga in your ride and just be, it's just, there's something wrong with that. It's just, there's just something inherently wrong with that. I don't know, certain things you can't ride with. I mean, and maybe I'm a stickler. I don't know. You want to call it stuck in the mud, whatever. But I remember rolling down the street, and you got the homie playing Dudu Brown in his car. And I almost, like, want to run into his car with my car. But I can't afford the insurance hit. So, but it, there's a principle to it. Like, you can't ride to Dudu Brown. You can't tell me you jam into that. That's for the ladies. They want to dance and you want to stand there and get your grind on. Yeah. But in your car, no. And that's what I'm saying with the Bikram yoga CD. No, don't do that. So, you know, of course, the white woman, you're not supposed to be here. This is a good neighborhood. And he goes, he does the thing. Wait, have a good day. Namaste. Rolled his window. Well, I guess that namaste, that's what they say to say I'm at inner peace with myself or whatever the hell they talking about. But, yeah. Namaste. And so she called the police. She took the whatchamacallit. She started doing videos on him. And so he starts doing videos on her, and then she starts screaming, he won't leave me alone. I'm feeling threatened. Help, help. See, once again, that's the bait and switch from, I'm trying not to say the white bee, but it will roll off the tongue real easy. I'm not going to do it, though. I vowed to try not to cuss as much for some odd reason that I can't figure out yet. But maybe it'll come to me. Point being, bait and switch. You're the bad guy, even though they approach you. I mean, this is a good neighborhood. You're not supposed to be here. So, once again, black folks somewhere is bad neighborhood, according to this heifer, who's causing all the problems. See, and this is what I'm saying. See, there's an energy going. We'll talk about it a little bit later. That is out there, that they put out there. That is, I mean, it's a crazy energy, and it's an old energy, right? It's lynching, because calling the police is like a new lynching. We know this. And so instead of from the tree, it's just police going to come and bust the cap, and that's going to be it. Kind of crazy like that. If you don't know they crazy like that, let me go to exhibit. Is it A? Because a lot of times they say exhibit C, but I'm like, why you go exhibit C, but you don't have exhibit A and B? There's just something wrong there. It's like we skip over some stuff, and we should. So, for example, there was the woman. She was friends with another woman. She asked her to, hey, buy me a drink and some cigarettes. She's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And so what did she do? She bit her nose. She bit the top part of her nose off and swallowed it. Now, for those of you who know a little something, I'm not trying to say that I'm super intelligent or anything like that, but I do know that if you bite a part off of someone and you spit it out, that part can be reattached to their face I mean, it costs some money, but it could be reattached and it'll be okay. And you just have the stitches and that some cocoa butter make it go away for black people. Other people, I don't know. It's not racial. I'm just saying it could happen like that. Anyway, she bit it and swallowed it, though. See, that's some super hate right there. Like, you know what? I ain't even going to let you get your nose sewed back on. I'm going to eat it. She ate her nose piece that she bit off. See, now, y'all be talking about gangsters. That right there is gangster and malicious. Like, I'm going to bite your nose because you ain't going to buy me no beer. You're not going to buy me no cigarettes. Then I'm going to swallow the piece so you can't even get it back. You just going to have a hole in your nose. They're going to have to put some Jell-O gelatin or something in there. You're going to have some super fake stuff. Gangster. No more gangster than that. But, see, that's what I was talking about, the crazy. See, because if you can top that crazy, holla at me. I want to hear somebody top that crazy. And she got put in jail for assault. Homegirl is trying to raise money because she don't have insurance. Of course not. She don't have insurance. And so she's got like $700 out of the $12,000 that's going to take for her to have a nose again. Or she's going to be like the late, great Michael Jackson, just had that part. Put some makeup on it. Let that be it. That's probably wrong that I said that. I'm just going to go on break. This is our Faith MF Doom, Astral Traveler.
Off an escalator, cause I'm holding a thermal to air. like Tommy Wiseau, but sugar fans leaping out their Nissan. I guess when you a beast, man, tell me shit I don't know. It's like going toe to toe with Finn Balor or Samoa Joe. You mad shook, fucking with you. Now that the bad look, cut a rapper up like a scratch hook. Sorry, set out an epic laugh as I'm etching graph on your epitaph. Deadly class, weapons blast. I'm forever first, you're forever last. You playing chess with somebody with a checkered purse. You never pass my flow. You hanging on to old feet, but I'm past it though. These gorgeous ladies wanna wrestle like the cast it glow. So I pop a feel kinda like a magic show. No, no, I can't say that. G.O.D. riding out with his off face saying, man, play that, man, play that, man, play that, man, play that.
Astral traveling.
Astral.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F. N-Word. That was Czarface MF Doom. Astral traveling. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Holla. Anyway. Oh, now, as some of you know, if you follow me, I was at Indiana Black Expo, a.k.a. because of the white guy who's in charge now. Summer Celebration, the 48th annual one. So, I mean, it's a great time. You know, you get to see your people. Everybody's, well, not everybody's beautiful. I'm just saying, there's still some of y'all just should not be wearing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy a risque outfit or two, but it's like when you're in a risque outfit and you got your kids with you, that's a bit much. I'm just saying. No judgment. I'm just saying, with your kids, you should not have on the sheer with the mesh with just drawers on. It's like edge is something that's just not really appealing. I mean, it was appealing, but not appealing at the same time, if you know what I'm saying. It's like, as a grown man, if you wore that around me, and it's me and you, I'm like, yeah, you can get it. You're going to get it. But at the Black Expo, that's not the you can get it outfit time. There's something wrong there. That and the fact that I don't think that I've ever seen that much police in my life. I think Indiana Black Expo, outside the Indiana Convention Center, Indianapolis Convention Center, it was like there's like 10, 12 cops on every corner. When I say every corner, I'm talking about like every corner, like block, like going across the street, there's another 10 cops. Then you go across the street, there's another 10 cops. I was like, whoo, they want to let you know that we are here. And if you blow your nose wrong, I was scared to sneeze, actually. Like, you know, if I sneeze, I might get shot. It's like, oh, he's pulling out. It was like that, like, it was that many cops, like, in police state, like. Now, of course, people have said, oh, there have been some shootings and all this other stuff, but I just don't think the knuckleheads are going to the Black Expo. They definitely wasn't coming to the summer celebration. I don't even think they know how to spell summer. Or celebration. But that's just my social commentary on people who shoot people who look like them but don't shoot people who don't look like them that shoot them. There's something wrong there. especially if they're doing something bad to you, have done something bad to you, and you do nothing. I got a problem with you. But that's me. I'm not going to go down the gun thing. But I am going to talk about the fraud dog. So, as somebody who takes Uber from time to time in my travels, I saw this, and it made me go on my bank site, like, I got to check this out. They say Uber riders, but this is in Florida, though, so it kind of makes sense because it's Florida. Like, they do some extra in Florida that maybe we can't conceive of yet because we don't live in Florida. I think it's that sulfur water that people can drink down there. Like, on purpose, people drink, like, sulfur water. I don't know why, but I digress. The riders are saying Uber drivers are using vomit to scam them. So, in Florida, what they're doing is you'll get out of the car. They'll pick you up, deliver you to your destination, and then they'll report to Uber that the individual vomited in the vehicle. And so they provide the company with fake pictures of the throw-up, and then the company hits the passenger with a large cleanup bill. And it goes from like $80 to $150. I was like, man, look, I had a $6 Uber. And instead of the $6, I'm going to pay $156 because somebody wanted to get a little extra. So if y'all doing that Uber and you see that extra $80 to $150 on top of the bill that you paid, they got you with the throw up. Now, if you did throw up, hey, that's what happens. If you just say that kind of stuff happens, and you just roll with it. But if you didn't throw up, because I'm like, I didn't throw up, but I'm going to get charged for it? Nah, son. And they, of course, they give you that recommendation. So I'd be like, you get a zero. 0 -5. I don't think they have a -5, but they should. I'm like thinking, maybe I should write the application where you can just like minus on somebody. You just give them a minus recommendation. That'd be off the chain, right? Like, they're out there, they're just thinking, I'm gonna mess people over, and I'm gonna minus on you. You're gonna get the minus. It's like you can go all the way up to like -10. That way you can just say, hey. Because I remember getting in an Uber car, and it's like trash everywhere. And I'm like, I shouldn't even have to pay for this. I'm scared to touch something. I'm just sitting there like, ooh, I'm not putting my hand down. Because if I touch something else, I just like, I gotta get some hand sanitizer and just like wipe it on my clothes and stuff. Because I sat in that car. And to see that they're like scamming folks, it's like, come on, dog, that ain't even right. And speaking of scamming and being disrespectful at the same time, you know, if you follow the news, you know, there's what they say is a mysterious black sarcophagus, which was pried open in Alexandria, Egypt, a few days ago. Inside that sarcophagus, there were three skeletons. And there were some people, and internet thing, they had an intense social media debate over whether opening the sarcophagus would unleash an ancient curse on the earth. Yeah. And they said there's it's not necessarily a plaque, but they said that there's been at least one observable and strange side effect from the sarcophagus opening, which didn't stop folks from starting a petition. 20,000 people, over 20,000 people so far, have signed a petition to be able to drink the liquid discovered inside the tomb. Like there's some unidentified red juice, and they want to drink it. They signed a petition to drink this old juice. I mean, I know where to start. You start with, first you violated somebody's tomb, because that's what happens when you do that. So every time people have done the whole the mummy and, oh, we're going to open up this tomb, that's tomb raiding. It's very disrespectful. It's like digging up. Like if I went to, what is it, Arlington, or any one of these military burial sites, or just go to any burial site, I just start digging shit up because I just want to open up coffins. Folks would be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And it'd be a big deal. If my black ass, I would probably get shot. If my black ass is out there digging up graves, people would be at arms, right? I mean, people would go crazy. Like, he is digging up dead people. And folks would be going crazy. You can't be digging up my great-great-grandfather, blah, 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 blah. You can't dig up my mom. But cousins in Egypt, a.k.a. Kemet, in what you call Africa, it's okay. You can just dig up anybody. I mean, you can even start a petition to drink from the juices of dead people. This is how sick y'all are. Y'all want to drink. I mean, it's 20,000 of y'all who want to drink the mysterious red liquid from a tomb. That's old dead people's pee, whatever you want. I don't know what it would be, but you want to drink dead people's juice. That, I'm trying not to cuss here, but that is some sick shit. I'm stopping myself. But that's really, really sick. And just disrespectful from the start because you open it up. Because they're all looking for some gold or whatever. They're always looking to profit from grave robbing. At the end of the day, it's grave robbing. Because we know, and this is, you started talking about the disrespect that is showed toward black people. It's a news story. But it's not called grave robbing. It's mysterious sarcophagus. It's fucking grave. Grave robbing is grave robbing. Because if I can't do it, if I can't go to the cemetery right now and just dig up anybody, you shouldn't be able to do that there. Because those were people too. Although, you can say that they don't really call us or think of us as people, apparently. But still, at the end of the day, those are people. Those are graves that you propped open. And now, the insensitivity that comes from people who trivialize it, don't call it what it is, and then talking about, can we drink the juice? And then the other folks, oh, it's a curse. Yeah, I hope it is a curse. But everybody who was involved with opening up some, digging up somebody's grave. I used to wish cancer on folks, but there are people who was like, you know, Smooth, don't do that. You can't be wishing cancer on folks. So I'm not gonna wish cancer on them. But I'm gonna say, if there's a curse, if there's an ancient curse, I hope y'all fall victim to it. And I hope all them people that was having that debate about unleashing the ancient curse on the earth, I hope they get that curse unleashed on them. And I also hope the people who signed that petition, they want to drink it, I hope they get to drink it. And I hope that is how you unleash the curse. That was my thought. I mean, hey, you get what you ask for being disrespectful and grave robbing. I know y'all don't see it. He talking crazy. But I'm just saying, there are some things that are disrespectful. That right there is one of them. Another one, Sharon Tate's wedding dress is going up for auction. Some people may know who Sharon Tate is. Some people don't know. It's not really important. Sharon Tate is the victim of Charles Manson. Well, one of the victims of Charles Manson and his crew. She was married to that other creep in Hollywood, the little boy raper Roman Polanski. The dress is on sale. They're talking about it could attract up to $50,000. You know, there's a two-tone mini dress that she wore to the 1968 Cannes Film Festival, which is expected to go for up to $7,000. And then there's luggage that she had that she returned from her honeymoon with, which is supposed to raise like another $1,000, $2,000. Now, think about that for a second. It's important. People are buying properties of people who were killed, and it's supposed to be a big deal. Now, Sharon Tate's sister, Deborah, spoke out against it. You know, like, there are different projects that are out there, like The Haunting of Sharon Tate, which she called classic. She called it tasteless. And she said, it doesn't matter who is acting in it, it's just tasteless. And I'm going to go with her words, where she said, it's classic. It's classless how everyone is rushing to release something for the 50th anniversary of this horrific event. Because the 50th anniversary of a sick-ass serial killer is what's spawning all this. See, when we start talking about perversion and how people are perverted, and this is the whole don't drop the soap part, where you've been over and not understand how they're the perversions that they have can just seep into you. They have a 50th anniversary of Charles Manson and his crew killing Sharon Tate. That's the celebration. See, and you wonder why they have all these school shootings and whatnot. Because y'all glorify these cats. Nah. I wouldn't show their face. I mean, I would block out the whole area where they sit. It'd just be just a big block out. Whether it be like I just put glitter, just do special effects where it just glitter all over their body. And you don't say their name. You just say, that motherfucker. Well, you probably can't say that motherfucker. I would. But you would just say, the perp. Don't give them no, they don't get to talk on camera. They don't get their picture shown. They don't get their name put out there. See, because what happens is then it's the 50th anniversary of any of these sick-ass events, homie shooting the people in Vegas at the concert. I mean, you can pick any one of these stupid shootings, and somebody decides, oh, it's famous, and they do the 50th anniversary on it, and they're selling, oh, the shirt that I got shot in, and it's like, really? I'm going to make a movie on it. Like, really? 50th anniversary celebrating serial killer. Because that's where we at. You can talk about why stuff is messed up. Because stuff like that. Beyond tasteless. Beyond tacky. That's what we talking about. And this is what we celebrating. I ain't celebrating it, but this is what these people are celebrating. Sick stuff. On that note, I'm going to break. I probably need one. This is a Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom. Call the number Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. It's that time where I get to talk about stuff that I hate. And I know people say hate is a strong word. And so I use it because I feel strongly about it. Hate, 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 hate. But this is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Oh, man. It's so many things. But stand your ground. I remember what it was about 10 years ago, 2008. I think it was Trayvon Martin killed. 2007, 2008, he was killed by George Zimmerman. Young teenager, just walking home. He wasn't committing no crime, just walking home. Was identified by a predator. And the predator attacked and killed a young black man. Just for being a young black man walking home. How'd he get off? Florida, stand your ground law. Now, simultaneously, but within a month or so, remember there was a black woman who was being abused by her husband. She fired a warning shot in the air, and she went to jail. Stand your ground didn't work for her, because, hell, she's a black woman. You don't get to stand your ground. Because I'm guessing they're saying that, well, if she can defend herself by firing the gun, then if we let other black folks defend themselves and they don't go to jail, we could have a problem on our hands. People don't look at it because you set a precedent. The precedent that was set that day was, hey, you can kill black folks and not go to jail. Not even be, well, you can be charged, but you cannot go to jail. So, we fast forward. Brittany Jacobs had the misfortune to witness Michael Drecka gun down her boyfriend, Marquise McLaughlin, in the parking lot in Clearwater on last Thursday. Police citing Florida stand your ground law that allows gun owners to use deadly force if they feel threatened, filed no charges. You know, it began with him parking his car in handicapped space to run the store to get some snacks. She's waiting in the car with the kids when Drecka approached and began harassing her for parking in a handicapped space without a permit. You know, he's picking the fight. You know, she's just waiting on him. Now, he's not a policeman. He harasses. See, we and this is why this is Groundhog Day. He harasses someone. They retaliate. They get shot. So, McLaughlin, seeing confrontation, does what a man's supposed to do. Protect your woman. He runs out there, shoved him to the ground. That's when Drecka, who is, I'm guessing you can guess, he's white, pulled a gun and shot McLaughlin, who was black, in the chest. he said, you know, he felt for his life. Now, the point that keeps getting missed in all of this is they didn't seek him out. He sought them out. Similarities to Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin didn't seek out George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman sought him out. So, you would think logically, the basic tenets of stand your ground wouldn't exist here, because you're the initiator of the drama in the first place. Excuse my pun. You're the initiator. You're the one who causes the ruckus. The person defends themselves from you, and so you have the right to kill someone in the argument that you started and not get charged because you're white, allegedly. And this is what we're saying. He picked the fight. Drekka, like Zimmerman, picked the fight. Start losing, pulls out a gun, shoots the person that they attacked. That person is defending themselves, and in this case, McLaughlin is defending his family from someone who is an idiot who is attacking his woman, threatening his woman and his child. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And he's dead for that. And, you know, top it off, the cherry on top of the cake pie, whichever one you want to call it, is that no charges are filed. Now, we know that if I seek out a white person, or let's say an individual of Caucasian persuasion, whichever one you want to call it. So if I seek them out and I attack them, they're fighting me back, and I shoot them in Florida. If you're listening, Najee, don't go to jail. But I'm in Florida and I do this. Will stand your ground work for me? Will I not get charged for killing a white person who I attacked and they defended themselves and I felt threatened? Because this is what we're talking about here. I just find somebody and I just start wailing on their ass. Oh, you did something. Because technically, we can say that if you're in a quote-unquote black neighborhood and there's a white person there, you can say you feel threatened. Because technically, we could say a white person in the black neighborhood is up to no good. Y'all call it gentrification. We could just say it's still up to no good. Same concept for us. Because those are the same people that's going to call the police on us and try to get the police to kill us. So, it's a threat. I perceive that as a threat because at any given point in time, someone can call the police on me for walking in my neighborhood and doing my regular. Like, you know, I'm riding my bike. And so there's this black man looking menacingly on the bike. It's a 12-speed. I don't think black people are supposed to have a 12-speed. They shouldn't go past 10-speed. That extra 2 is too dangerous. And so he's got a 12-speed. Y'all have to deal with that. And then police come out and they shoot me because I have a 12-speed. Why do you have a 12 speed? You should have a 10 speed. 10 is your speed. You want 12, so that's too much. See, because this is what we talking about foolishness at this point, right? Because we know that if it's in reverse, they probably pull up, and I have like 45 holes in me. And I get charged. That's the Groundhog Day. See, now, another example. Maxine Waters, they were talking about protesting Maxine Waters. This group called the Oath Keepers, they was like, you know what? We gonna get at her. We gonna get at Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters is like in the middle of like South Central, Los Angeles. And so the Oath Keepers, because you know what's happened is, if y'all haven't noticed, you know, white folks are trying to go into areas where black folks is kind of strong, and they trying to like creep in and like, oh, we gonna get at you. If you got something to say about white people and us disrespecting y'all, we gonna step to you. But I mean, they're saying it, and they're like testing their boundaries, right? So they said that, and they're like, we gonna, and this is always the ultimate lie. We're going to peacefully protest outside Maxine Waters' office. Now, in the history of protests, white people don't protest peacefully ever. I haven't seen it. And I mean, it's like you have to have California stand your ground law. If you see a bunch of white people walking in front of your spot, generally you're in trouble. And if you ain't ready to bust to get up out of there, you're probably not gonna make it out alive. That's generally what happens. Anyway, they were gonna go till they saw that Maxine Waters got the real. They was there waiting, like, yeah, y'all come on out here and try to protest. See, because they know that they was trying to scare her. But the people was out there like, yeah, come on out here. Let's talk. So they said they canceled their planned protest outside her office after realizing they have so little pull these days. See, yes, the white people basically saying, well, hey, black people's gonna defend themselves, and we couldn't get at her, so we can't go after her because it would probably be fair, you know, because they only attack you if it's an unfair fight. You know, that's the whole Klan rule, right? Like 35, 40 people show up in front of one person's house. They know it's like two adults. That's the odds that they like. Maxine Waters, like, oh, we going to be even. She had nothing to do with it, but it kind of was there. And that's kind of the point that needs to be made. Things need to happen. You're not gangster if that this kind of stuff happens in your town and you don't do nothing about it. See, like in Los Angeles, they have Maxine Waters back because she's got their back. My question is to my listeners out there, who's got your back and whose back do you have? And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
together you guys. Ooh, drummer.